Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into the Anointed Thought Show. Welcome, everybody, the show that's bringing you the everyday topics from the Christian perspective on Anointed Sounds Radio, www.anointedsounds.com. We have a great show today. I'm your girl, Elena Sanders. And Miss Mitzi, go ahead and tell who you are. Well, I just said your name, didn't I?
Yes, everyone. I'm Mitzi Jones, and I'm here helping with Elena today.
And we have a special guest on with us today, the one and the only Mr. Antoine Stanley. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome him
I
to
know.
The
day.
Hey, yo. Wow.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. I mean, it's been a true blessing. It's been definitely a true blessing. I was just telling Mitzi about some of your songs, and she said, I was listening to them last night. I just couldn't believe it. And we here at Anointed Sounds, when we have an artist or anybody that comes on our show, we try to do extra special promotion. And we're known as the email blast queens, kings over here.
All right.
And, I mean, when I sent out your email blast, I had your song attached to it.
Oh, great.
And I went to church on Sunday, and one of my members just stopped me in my tracks. She said, who is that guy? She said, I just kept playing it off your email blast. I couldn't stop playing it. She was just amazed. Those who don't know a little bit about Antoine, let me give you just a little bit about your bio, and I'll just have you come on in and tell them. He's a young man of 21. Are you serious?
Yeah, all of 21. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Antoine, tell us a little bit how you got started.
All right, yeah. Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you so much for having me on, and I just appreciate all that you've done in terms of, you know, just sending out those blasts and everything. I really appreciate that.
And, no problem. No problem.
Yeah, so, you know, I started singing when I was 3 years old, and I was at home with my mom one day, and she was in the kitchen, and she was, you know, cooking, and my favorite dish, you know, chicken, I might add, you know, put that up in there. But anyway, she was, you know, cooking, and she was humming a little bit of the song Amazing Grace, or Amazing Grace Shall Always Be, my song of praise. And so she was singing, and then she stopped, she paused, and here I am sitting at the little kid's table, you know, with a little yellow chair and a little white table with the green tape around it. and so she paused, and I just broke out with my own little version. Amazing Grace shall always be
my
song of praise.
About to go to church.
So
I just broke out with my own little version of the song, and the rest is history. I mean, God has been so good. He has blessed me to get to this point, and I was raised up in the church, and yeah, there were so many opportunities for me to go and minister to people. When people first found out that I could sing and everything like that, I would run into people at different events, and they would invite me to their events, and sometimes it would be out of town. So here, you know, I would be traveling, you know, across the states, you know, from here and there, and it was, what a journey, you know, what a journey. So it's a blessing to be able to have gotten this far, and I credit all to God, and of course to my mom, who was always there pushing me and just making sure that this is something that I wanted to do, and It was an amazing experience for me, and even now.
Okay. So you started at a young age. Are you in college? Are you still pursuing education?
Oh, yeah.
How is that going for you?
Yeah, I'm still in school.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm
good,
still
great.
In school. I went right after high school. Is when I started working on the project, and it was in 05, in the fall of that year is when I started, you know, my college, you know, career, and this is my junior year. Junior year is what I just finished, so now I'll be going into my senior year at the University of Michigan.
Wow.
Congratulations.
So, it's been a journey,
good.
You know, it hasn't been easy, but I've just, you know, managed to, you know, hang in and of course, always keep God number one.
That's right, always.
Priority. And but the music career is something that I've been blessed with, and I wouldn't give it up for anything else in the world. I think it's great to be able to go and minister to audiences and tell them about the Lord, and just speak positivity into people's lives, because I think now more than ever we need this, especially the younger generation. But I cater to all crowds, all audiences, not just a particular audience, but
right.
People all all around,
All right.
Yeah, I listened to all three of your songs, and I definitely can see that there's definitely something there for like every segment of every generation right now.
Well, thanks. That was what we strive to do for the first project, just to, of course, not tell people, okay, that this guy he may be pretty good at singing. You might want to give him a listen. Not just that. But to really, speak into people's hearts and minister to them, and to be able to appeal to more than just one demographic,
Right.
That was, it was, like I said, it wasn't easy, but it was a wonderful experience, here I am. So
let me just say that I really, really do applaud you on being such a stand-up example for young people, because not only did you, take the guidance that your mom was blessed and wise enough to give you, but you used the talent that God gave you to really reach out there and do some really wonderful things. And the fact that you're able to, just really exemplify being responsible by doing what you're doing, but at the same time recognizing the fact that, yes, I do need to get an education, and you're able to do both and do them both so well.
Right.
I saw you have a 3.7 GPA. I'm thoroughly impressed, I have to tell
you.
And I just really, really pray that you'll continue to be blessed and continue to be the instrument that God's seen fit to use you as.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
It's heartfelt, I promise you. I am beyond impressed at this point.
It should be. But I appreciate it.
It's not a problem.
I want to introduce our other co-host who just was able to come on, Antoine. And let's introduce Lisa. Lisa, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes. I mean, Lisa, we're talking about Antoine and his songs, his music.
Yeah, I'm hearing. I'm just a big grin on my face.
Well, I know. You can't help it, right?
Well, I was listening to both his songs, for about 3 hours yesterday.
Oh, wow. Well, look at that.
Yeah.
They're addictive.
So where are you originally from, Antoine?
Well, I'm from Michigan, and I still live in Michigan.
Okay.
From Flint, Michigan. A lot of the work that I do, regarding the project and studio work is in Detroit. That's what I, where I do a lot of it. But sometimes I do go and travel and work out at different studios. But Detroit is like my base. You get what I'm saying? So, But
that's your hometown. That's your love.
Flint is my hometown. But Detroit is where I do a lot of the studio work and things of that sort. But Flint, Michigan is my town. I love it. I've been here. I've grown up here, and it's been a great place for me. Sometimes Flint gets a bad rap, but who doesn't experience downfalls? Pitfalls.
But you're an example. So
right.
You set an example to let them know what can come out of Flint, Michigan.
Right.
Doesn't always have to be some negative. Yeah, I've heard stories about Flint as well.
Yeah.
But you're a true example that that God is still working. He's
right.
in control.
God is working, and like I said, I'm glad to be considered one of those examples to come out of a place like this, and to be able to let my shine, my light shine just a little bit, so that people can see that no matter where you come from, no matter what your situation, God can still take nothing and turn it and make it something. So,
amen. There you go.
We're going to get into your song, Teach Me, in a little bit.
Okay.
But I know the song is on the Billboard charts, right? Is that correct?
Yeah, it was on the Billboard charts.
That's still a blessing, because some people hadn't made the Billboard charts.
Amen. People have been doing this for...
It was on the Billboard charts for quite a moment. And, I was like, wow, what? This is on the Billboard. Who listened to me out there? You playing me, But it was it was great to notice the feedback that I was getting from people, you know, all across the country. And so it placed number 22.
Wow.
Yeah,
impressive.
22. So I was like, all right. Well, let's see what else happens. I look forward to, you know, all that God has in store. And
so what was your emotions like when you first heard your song on the radio?
Oh, gosh. I can't even really describe it. I can't explain it. It's almost inexplicable, but just to hear your something that you have done, or you know, from the heart, on the radio and being played, you know, it's, I don't know, but I know that it was like when the first time I heard it on the radio, I was just, we were riding and I was driving, and and I was, you know, I turned it up, you know, I had to, you know, roll the windows down. Yeah, you know, you gotta do that, you know. You
that
gotta,
was your moment.
Know,
you definitely,
you know,
had to claim it.
What is that?
No, I think that was your moment.
Yeah,
you have to claim
moment.
It.
And when you have moments like that, you gotta take advantage of it, because
exactly,
it was a first for me. You know, that was the first time I ever had a song playing, you know, a song that I did playing on the radio.
Wow.
And so, I called everybody I could, and
so it is like,
you know, tuning in.
Oh my
gosh. It's like, come on again. And,
wow.
And it was so interesting, because over the course of time, the song would come on again and again and again, and then they would start playing other songs in the project. So that's when I knew that, wow, this thing is for real. This thing is for real. I am having, you know, some sort of an impact on somebody out there, whether, you know, if it's,
right,
you know, 1 to 1,000 to, you know, 10,000, you know what I'm saying? There was some kind of an impact being made, and it still is. People are still responding to the music, and like I said, it's just a blessing to be able to you know, have gotten this as far as I have, and I thank God for it.
I'm glad you said that it was an impact. As a young man singing gospel music,
right,
you've done many other things.
Yeah.
What made you want to come on over to God versus you have a beautiful voice.
Thank
you could have probably been the next Joe or some R&B singer, you know? So, I mean, what fully committed you to God? Because that's something that young people need to hear.
Well, you know, although I've been raised in the church, you know, I was always exposed to different kinds of music. You know, gospel wasn't just the only music that I listened to. You know, I listened to you know, R&B, a little bit of country. I like to be versatile. So, even now, I like to listen to different types of music. There's, you know, some types of music that I don't really, you know, care too much for, but I mean, I grew up in the church, and I was always singing gospel music, but of course I had my favorite, you know, secular artist,
right,
and so there would be times when I, you know, would think, you know, wow, I wonder what it would be like to you know, sing, you know, secular music, or, you know, if I did this or if I did that. And then I had a lot of opportunities, and I was at my first record label that I was or came in contact with was Motown.
Okay.
I auditioned for a contest that they had on BET, and this was, I believe, in '96. So I was young. I was, well, you know, like 99.
Younger.
So but they, out of 25,000 contestants, I was one of the finalists, one of the 10 finalists to make it on the show. And and so at the end, I won the show, along with this lady, and she was an older lady, and I was offered a demo contract with Motown, and things didn't pan out the way we wanted it to, so, you know, we got out of that deal, but during those times, times like that, is when I was, you know, considering maybe, you know, singing a different type of music, you know, not just gospel. And I was also, you know, at one point signed with MCA and even Sony Records. And I think me not coming on to the music scene fully, you know, as I have now, was good for me. It was a good experience because I think it was a, I think it was just a time period for me to think about, okay, what is it that you really want to do? You know, I was young. I mean, I was really young, but I still knew. I still knew that I had a gift, and I still I was trying to discover, you know, who God is for myself, because you know, I believe that there comes a point in your life when you have to know God for yourself. You know, you can't depend on mama or daddy or grandma or your brothers or sisters. God, you have to know him for yourself. That's why I think personal relationship is great. But you have people like your parents who are there to help you. And that's one reason why I appreciate my mom, because I was able to sit down and talk with her. And, you know, she always would ask me, okay, what is it that you want to do? You know, you sure you want to do this? You know, she'll always be that second voice for me. But to make a long story short, I just knew that, you know, gospel is where I needed to be. Or not just gospel, but Christian music. Sometimes people tend to, you know, associate gospel only with, you know, with just blacks. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
But I think it's appealing
right.
to, you know, all masses of people. And but anyway, I knew gospel was where my heart was. That's where my heart was, and that's just that is basically what sums up the story. My heart was with gospel music, and I knew that that would be something that I would want to do for, you know, the rest of my life. So that's how it came to be.
Now tell me how you got to the song Teach Me. Did you actually write that, or was that co-written, or tell us a little bit about Teach Me, then we're going to get into that song so the audience can hear that.
Okay, the song, I didn't write the song. The song was actually written by, I was able to work with, I think we'll probably talk about the label that I'm with, Bajade, later, but a guy named Bishop Andrew Merritt. He is pastor of Straight Gate Church in Detroit. And
okay.
When I was introduced to Bishop Merritt, I was able to sing at his church a few times, and was received very well by the congregation. And I was signed to the label within like a few months, and after meeting him. And he introduced me to, you know, like some of the greatest producers in the music, in the gospel music industry. And one of the producers was Pajam, and basically comprised of three people: Walter, Kearney, J. Moss, and Paul Allen.
Okay.
And so I was able to sit down and talk with them, and basically like a whole, like a big introduction. And they, you know, offered me some songs, some tracks for the project. And one of them was a song called Teach Me. And it was like, wow. That when I heard the song, I was, wow, that song was just an amazing song. And it really spoke, especially for, it was a voice for a lot of people, especially a lot of young people, and people in general who may just feel disconnected with God, or maybe they may not even know God. And this song, I think, is a great song for people like that. And when I heard the song, we all knew that it would be a song that we, you know, would need to record and need to get out. And so, yeah, that's how the song came to be. The Bible says in Job 6:24, teach me, and I will be quiet. Show me where I have been wrong. And so the song Teach Me is for those who desire to know God and how to love God and how to become more like him, because without him, we don't have life.
Wow. That's
and,
can't even else but play the song now.
Well, yeah, well, I think that's where the song comes from. And yeah, it's a beautiful song, and it's fresh to me every time I get on stage to sing it. You know, some people ask, especially when you're an artist, you know, you go and you minister sometimes the same songs to so many, you know, people,
right.
And they wonder, gosh, how do you feel the anointing off of those songs? And on my response is really, you know, when you're going through something or when you have been through something, or you think about people who have gone through things, those songs are the type of songs that can bring you hope and bring you inspiration, the kind of inspiration and hope that you would need to get out of those situations, or the kind of hope and inspiration you would need to build up to be able to reach out to people who are going through hardships. So, yeah, it's a powerful song.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to the song that we have coming up next. I'm lost for words because I'm beautiful. I'm stumbling over my words. Wow. The song that we're about to play now is Antoine Stanley, Teach Me, which is currently playing on a lot of radio stations. That's where I first heard it. So definitely listen to the words. Call in at 646-378-1119 and give us your thoughts. Teach Me.
I ignored you so much last night, and I just knew that I was through. 'Cause when I walked out that door, I knew that I had failed your statue. 'Cause everything I did,
flashed before my eyes.
My commitment to your will,
saying it's goodbye.
Moving hastily,
never asked twice.
Now this embarrassment's keeping me up at night.
Your grace is all I see.
Reminding me
how good you've been to me.
Everything I see reminds me of you, and songs I hear
make me miss you more and more.
Lord, I've slipped out from under your covering, but I realize my mistakes. Will you hold me again? Protect me from myself, everything I did. My commitment to your will.
I can't go another moment.
Telling you, Antoine, we have a messenger up over here. If you could be on our messenger, we're just like typing away.
And I tell you, the most recurrent word is wow.
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 Oh, God.
And this is just being just completely transparent here. Just wow. No,
okay.
Nothing captures it. It's just like, okay.
Wow.
Mad talk to your mama.
I know. I know, seriously.
Am I pronouncing her name right? Khadijah, right?
Khadijah.
Khadijah.
Yes.
Matt, Khadijah, wonderful
big
job.
Up,
I'm
Khadijah,
you.
Big up.
Khadijah Stanley,
wow.
Mad props, seriously.
Oh, gosh, I'm sure she's listening and she heard that, so I'll be speaking to guys.
We need to know some of your parenting skills, lady teacher.
Awesome, very awesome. Because I would have never thought with your personality, I mean, you could feel the anointing just by your talking.
Yes.
Oh,
and
wow.
I would have never thought you were 21.
No,
oh.
we talk to people
that
twice your
body.
Age who do not have the delivery. 21.
Oh,
we talk to people twice your age who don't have the delivery, don't have, you know, the in-depth, just
yeah.
profound
well, you know,
stuff that you've just been imparting today. It's amazing. It's commendable. Seriously.
Thanks a lot. I have to let my mom take that credit. she's something else. She keeps us in line, you know.
There's more, y'all? How many more?
One.
You're gonna find out we're real comical on this show. We keep it real, but we do keep it God, but we keep it real.
I have a younger brother.
And he
just graduated from high school, so he's on his way not
wow.
to college.
But so can he sing like you?
Ooh, you know, Kayla can hold a note, but
okay.
But,
well, you know, his gift might be in other places.
Well, Kaylin is very athletic. You know, that's where.
Okay.
And that's an area where, oh my gosh, you talking about being flawed? I am so flawed in that area. It is ridiculous.
Look, you don't have to. You're okay.
I went and I played out in a charity event in Pennsylvania not long ago. I think it was a couple months ago. And oh my gosh. Why? I play basketball, and so here I am wearing these. I have on shorts that are about like a 3X, and I'm telling you, I'm really not, you know, a big guy, and oh my gosh, the jersey itself was like a gown on me. It was like
oh
a 3X, and here I am running across down the court, people running me over, and my legs just—I don't know what the heck I was doing on the court, but. We actually won the game, so it was pretty interesting. I don't know how that happened, but
wow,
that was God.
You played a role somehow. You might not know what it is, but you played some part.
Yeah, I think I did like one assist out of the whole game, but it was cool though. It was nice. It was for it was a charity, and so that's one of the neat things about doing what I'm doing in ministry. Because I get a chance to go different places, and it may not be through music, you know, how I, give out, but in any way I can, you know, just to be able to help people out is a wonderful opportunity. So, yeah, it was nice.
Well,
I'm not athletic. I know that. So.
On that note, I wanted to ask you, and I apologize if Mitzi or Elena has already asked this, but in giving back, being that you are 21, do you talk to your peers, you know, try to minister to them, or
do you have any kind of
after-school programs or anything that you're involved in?
Yeah, well, actually, you know, I don't, like I don't have any organizations, you know, at this point. You know, I do look forward to a time when I'm able to maybe, you know, start, you know, something on my own to you know, really reach out to other people or, you know, the youth, whether it's the youth or, you
right.
know, adults. But a lot of things that I do is they're either under the church or through things that I find out about, and I see how I can, you know, can become involved. But I look for, like I said, I look forward to a time when I'm able to, you know, start something up and have.
I think that would be
join.
Such a blessing because I think it's needed in the generation that's coming up now.
Oh yeah, and you know there are a lot of things out there like that, but how I envision, but I think there could be a lot more. And,
right.
So I definitely agree, and just you speaking about it, it's gonna, you know, just you just put it on my mind to think about it even more.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks.
Yeah, that was actually pretty similar to the question I was gonna ask you about the fact that you're now immersed in college life.
Yeah.
How has that, you know, impacted your career versus, I'm sorry, Lisa, what did you say?
No, I was saying that was interesting,
yeah.
Yes, because I've been in college. And
with you being actively in college, you know, how is that really, has it affected you at all, or have you had an effect on the people around you in your school?
Yeah,
what's that like?
I think you do have an impact on people around you when you are in college and you are doing something like ministry. You know,
right.
People come up to you and they tell you, wow, I listen to these songs, and oh my gosh, you know, I could be walking around campus and, you know, some people will stop me on the, we have this, you know, bus system that at Michigan where you, they're called blue buses, and so you get on the blue bus and it'll take you to, you know, whatever part of campus you need to get to for class or whatever, and people will stop me on, you know, on the bus, or they'll stop me while I'm walking, or stop me, you know, after class, something like that, and just, you know, just to say, wow, that song that I heard, was listening to on CD, has really touched my heart, and
awesome.
You know, I was going through something, and so people, just to hear the type of reaction and the response that you get from people really keeps me encouraged. So yeah, and being in college really keeps me, you know, going, keeps me encouraged, and because when you're in that kind of place, when you're in college, you. I mean, it may not be the real world,
mm-hmm.
but people still know what's going on.
Right.
And so when you have people like that in a place like that, and you're there, and they come up to you and they tell you how much of an impact you are having on them, and here you are in college, it's like, wow, what?
Mm-hmm.
Get out of here, you know? And so I really can't take any credit for that. You know, I just say thank God and just, you know, ask him to continue to use me as an instrument for.
What are you majoring in?
I'm majoring in sociology and music performance.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Wow.
Yeah,
so what do you plan to do? I mean, what are like your short term? Because I mean, you're 21.
Right.
So you know.
I mean,
usually around this time, you have people asking you, where do you see yourself in 5 years? I'm going to be that
right.
corny person right now and ask
okay.
you that question.
Okay, well, it's funny that you ask. You know, it's actually it's a great question, mind you, but I just, when I look at, because I don't look at just the career.
Right.
I don't, because you have to notice that, you know, what I do is, it is ministry for sure.
Right.
But it's also a business, what I do.
Right.
And so you have to look at the two sides.
By all means.
And, you know, whether I'm signed to a label or not, I'll always be ministering to people because it's what's in my heart. It is what is in my heart. And so it's something that I will never give up. But in 5 years, I really, to be honest, I can't say where I'll be. But if anything, I know that I will be ministering. If anything,
okay.
I know that whatever
right.
I have,
right.
that whatever you know was going to happen in 5 years or later, it will include ministry.
That's interesting.
And,
you said that.
And I like to work. And I mean,
yeah.
I like to work with you know, kids too. You know, whether whether they're my age or younger. I just like to,
I was going to ask you, what age group are you
right,
working?
Right, right. I mean, I wouldn't mind working, I don't know. I don't think it would really matter. While I was in school during the fall and winter, just the winter and semester of last year, or earlier, last year and earlier this year, I mentored this group of five young black men, and they were in, it was like an elementary / middle school, and
okay.
So it was a neat experience for me to have that, to have that impact, and they didn't know that I, could sing or anything like that, but,
okay.
And I told them eventually after everything was over, because I didn't want them to
right.
be, so excited about me singing and stuff like that, that I didn't really get a chance to have an
right.
impact on them, as a,
yeah.
as mm-hmm. a, personally. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, you have definitely a strong enough personality, I think, to be impactful.
Well, thanks. I mean, it took me a while to actually tell my peers, all my colleagues that, I was, getting ready to release a CD nationally. Like, I didn't let them know until the CD was, almost getting ready to come out. And oh, my gosh, when I did that, everybody was wondering, what?
You?
before the CD released, I was in college. It was my first year. And I was in the music school and everything. And I had, befriended all these people. And just to go and keep that, from them
right.
was interesting when I actually told them and they responded. And, it's all good. It's all good. Everybody is very supportive of what I do in ministry. And, it's cool.
It was very interesting. I was watching the news last night, and you
uh-huh.
said that later on, it would be 5 years you'd be ministering. And what the news story was about is that churches are having a problem now because you have these ministers who are becoming old and retiring,
uh-huh.
and then young people are not going into ministry anymore.
Right.
And that's a huge problem. Like, you have these churches with ministers who are probably in their 80s or 60 years old, and they're ready to retire,
uh-huh.
but they have nobody to pass it down to.
Yeah.
Because
right.
the theological centers are not producing young ministers.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's amazing.
That's interesting. I haven't heard that. I didn't get a chance to tune in to that, but I guess I wouldn't be really surprised by that. And, it's sad.
It really is.
I think
yeah.
it really is sad that is happening. We need more people to be able to reach out, and I look forward to being one of those people. Now I don't know when it would happen. I think it's really in God's hands. When it comes to me and I guess being a part of leadership and a church, like that, and in that capacity. But I think it's something that is needed, and I think it's something that that young people actually look forward to.
Let me ask you something. Being with the information Elaine just shared with us, as a young person in ministry, what would you do to inspire your peers to take on the same path that you're doing as far as ministry is concerned?
Yeah, that's a great question. Actually, I haven't been able to think about that in a leadership position,
mm-hmm.
Because I've been really focused on traveling and getting the word out about who I am and
right.
why people should respond to me.
Right.
But I think just really, really motivating, really trying to find ways to motivate young people to be part of, a society that promotes positivity,
mm-hmm.
and just being getting active in the community. I think community service is a great asset for young people. Just going out and helping people, because I think
right.
it all starts with love.
Amen.
I think that,
and I'm glad you said that. I think that goes back to, I think it was Missy who made mention earlier that you just have that type of personality that attracts people.
Mm.
And I think that comes from the years of being weaned in love. And I think that's the thing that would propel people in that direction, to see that love being spread by people like yourself, who it comes naturally. It's not being forced.
Right. It's not forced. You know, that's really, you know, how I like to go about things, especially things when concerning masses of people.
Right.
I think if anything, you need love, and
amen.
That's what Jesus calls for us to have.
Amen.
To love one another and to be, you know, passionate about, you know, what you do. I encourage young people to really, you know, to find something that they're good at and see how it could, you know, be, you know, positive and how it could possibly become a ministry.
Right.
And get active, you know, and yeah, I think that's what we need, and really just showing love to a lot of people who, you know, may feel that they don't have it.
Right.
I think that is very important. And then of course, you know, you would, you know, establish all types of, you know, activities and things to engage, you know, engage them. I don't have a list of things that I would just do off the bat, but I mean, I think it requires some sort of a thought process. But I think just knowing just like an outline and bringing in something like love, which is something that's needed, I think knowing that kind of stuff, just being grounded in what you think that people should have straight off the bat, I think that's very important. And then all the other things, you know, could follow. But we'll see what the future brings. We'll see. We'll definitely see what the future brings. That's a great question.
Well,
thank you.
Let's move into your next song.
Okay.
We're gonna play. Let's let you choose. The Reason or I can't do anything.
Let's go with I Can Do Anything.
Yeah. All right. Now tell us a little bit about that before we go into it.
Yeah, I sure will.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You're...
What I was going to say is it's just such a great segue, I think, to go into that song, because it's just like you were saying. It's like having whatever thing it is that you're good at, whatever talents you have, God will find a way to leverage those abilities for His glory, for His kingdom. So, you know, you might not be good at sports. You might not be good at singing. You might not be good at computers, but there's something that you can do. It's just like that one assist you had in that game. There's something everybody can do, and everybody counts.
Yeah,
anything you can do counts.
Right.
Better go, Minister Mitzi.
All right, now.
I mean, he's making me do this.
We're about to get a sermon
today.
But no, I really, you know, dig what you were talking about. I mean, everybody. I believe that everybody is here, you know, for everybody has a purpose.
Purpose.
Everybody has some type of a gift. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whether it's, it could be, you know, anything. Whether it's, you know, music, teaching, encouraging, prophesying, governing, you know, whatever.
Right.
We all have gifts, and I think another thing besides love, we need unity. And I believe that true unity is spiritually based. You know, like I said, we all have different gifts. According to the grace given us, you know. I think we should all, you know, just, you know, I don't want to sound cliche, but we all need to just get along.
Hey, look, I'm telling you, are being real, and that's what happens on Anointed Thoughts.
right,
Alana?
Actually, before we go in your song, Antoine, we have a caller, area code 313. Are you there?
What's going on? How you doing, girl? You all right, superstar?
We're doing fine.
And guess what? How you doing, Brother Antoine Stanley? This your boy, Sean Hart.
Well, get out of here.
Sean.
How you doing?
I recognize the voice.
I had to call in and say hi to my brother. You know, I'm crazy about me some Antoine Stanley. For the people that don't know, this young man, he not only a singer, this man loves school.
Yes.
Young boy, this young man loves school. What are you talking about that? Because I just called
yes.
him. Talk about it.
Yes, yes. I've been gushing over his 3.7 GPA and
I hear you, see. I'm scared that Twan Stanley, he's going to be a professor. If whatever happens, he's going to make it in either way, whether it be in the music world or whether it comes to giving people their grades and passing, folks.
Wow.
And we thank God for you, man.
I think we should all lift a shine for my 5-year plan, huh?
I love you, man.
You did ask for that outline, and he has one for you, apparently.
That's my man. I just wanted to call him to tell you I love you, Antoine. Keep pumping gospel music, man.
I love
and keep
too,
doing
man.
What you do, man.
And you keep doing the same. It's been a moment, but it's good to hear from you.
It's good to hear from you always, man. And you on a great show, my girl, man. And I talk with both of y'all, man. And I'll be listening to this. Keep listening to the show. Y'all be good, all right?
Thanks, Sean.
All right. God bless.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Well, look at Sean Hudden. Good to hear from him. Good to hear
yes.
from him.
Yes. Now we're going to play I Can Do Anything, ladies and gentlemen. Those who just tune in, we have Mr. Antoine Stanley. Don't go anywhere.
Thank you. To Anointed Sounds, your number one Christian station, bringing you the hits and much, much more. We have well-known artists as well as independent artists from across the globe bringing you the glorification of God. There's no other place that you can receive that glorification but right here on Anointed Sounds. Also, check out our website at anointedsounds.com. That's anointedsounds, S-O-U-N-D-Z.com. Also, respond to our blog with all the comments that we have for you. Your listening pleasure right here on Anointed Sounds, your Christian station.
I can do anything.
I can do
anything.
All right.
I can do anything. Those who are just tuning in, listen, Mr. We're with Mr. Antoine Stanley we have on today. I was just telling Lisa, I said, well, he told me I can do anything, but why can't I type? I keep skipping over his letter. But...
oh, God.
Well, anything but that.
Oh, God. You keep singing it. Hey, hey.
Right. It was said it. Hey. He told things that be not. What?
Right.
Ooh,
oh, gosh.
That was awesome, man. So who was the inspiration behind that song?
Actually, just the thinking about the project in general and talking with the bishop and just talking about, you know, my life. I come from a single parent home.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have contact with my father and I love him and everything, and but I just grew up at with my mom, and so
right.
just that alone.
Right.
Just really speaks to, it just holds true to a person like me that I can do anything. There, you know, I don't come from, you know, the wealthiest family in the world, and
mm-hmm.
but I do come from a family of love, and I think that is so important. And I love my mom for just her bringing us up, and you know, of course we didn't have, you know, a whole lot. But
right.
She always, you know, made sure that we had what we needed. And
yeah.
just that alone just makes you feel
mm-hmm.
like, okay, well, you know, just with this that I have, I can do anything. You know, I can,
right, right.
I can excel. And I, you know, I graduated from high school, you know, with that 3.7 GPA and
yeah, right.
went on in college and, you know, was able to, you know, go through, you know, different, you know, these, you know, different labels. And making it all the way to, you know, where I've come to this point, and releasing an album nationally,
mm-hmm.
it's like, oh my gosh, you know, this didn't happen because I made it happen. This happened because of a strong household and because God was involved.
Amen.
And I'm just so thankful. And you know, for those of you, or for those people, for the listeners out there who have experienced, you know, major challenges and things in life, I just want to let you know that with hope and with faith, there is nothing that you can't conquer, that you can do anything, and that's what the song speaks about. And so, yeah, with a song like that, you know, it's really an inspirational type of song. That's how people would really categorize it. But it's that's another major, you know, really impactful song. But yeah, that's where it really comes from. And so we talked about that and said, wow, this has to be the title of the album. And
yeah,
and there you go.
Wow.
There it is.
That is awesome. That is awesome. I'm telling you, Antoine, I know you have a bright future ahead of you.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Just don't forget Anointed Sounds when you get way up there.
Right.
We just want to go to the album release. That's all. That's all.
Oh, it's cool. It's cool. We'll never forget.
No, we know that. We definitely know that by your spirit. And we are winding down, man. I wish we had some more time.
Uh-oh.
I mean, this has been an awesome, awesome time. What words, and we're going to end with your last song.
Okay.
And with that, the reason.
All right.
What are some words that you have for the listening audience today, or those who might be tuning in, you might want them to know?
You know, it words about just like my project, or words about, or just, you know, and some words for them. Is there anything specific that you wanted me to just address to them? Or just some words from, like, personal words?
Personal.
Okay, all right. Yeah, first of all, you know, I know we're winding down again, so just, you know, I would like to take the time out just to thank, you know, you all for having me on. And thanks, you know, thanks, yeah, Anointed Sounds, and thanks for all the listeners out there who tuned in to listen, to hear, you know, me and, you know, what I have to say. And just tuning in to the ministry that I carry. Thank you so much. I think we talked earlier about having gifts, and I think, you know, people, you know, we are here. We're destined to be here. We have a purpose. And for people out there who have, you know, gifts, I think one thing you should do is acknowledge and recognize that you have whatever that gift is. And another thing to do is to trust, and trust in the gift that you have to be able to go out and reach the people that you want to reach, to help bring them to the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And another thing is to make sure that you relate that gift, whatever you have, to God.
Amen.
I think that's very important, because you want people to see that. And in doing so, I think we all have to, you know, especially as an artist, you know, sometimes I just have to ask myself, you know, what makes you unique? You know, what makes you stand out? What makes you necessary? Because I don't really like to think about it so much, because it has to do, you know, more with artistry. But I do have to realize that what I'm doing, I have to, you know, of course, acknowledge that I am out there in front of masses of people. So I have to, you know, ask myself sometimes, okay, what is it that makes me unique, you know?
Right.
What makes me, what makes it seem necessary? Sometimes people refer to it as like a red coat, you know. But yeah, I think everybody, you know, you relate to God based on the grace that he's placed, you know, on your life. And I think it's some things that people, you know, really need to respond to. Yeah. And
all right.
Yeah, that's those are just some things that I, you know, I just wanted to share with some people before, you know, we ended. And and I hope people really respond to it and act on it.
Right.
Wow.
Your next song is The Reason.
Yeah. Reason is a fun song. You know, Reason is like a praise song for me, and it basically acknowledges God for who he is. You know, he wakes us up every morning. You know, gives us all the activities of our limbs, our life, health, and our strength. And I think, you know, well, not that I think, but I know we should, you know, praise God for those things, because it's him who's doing it, you know, every single day. And I think life is a beautiful thing. Life can be very challenging, and it will be. But I think we also have to thank God for the grace that he gives us, because if it wasn't for his grace, then many of us, you know, wouldn't be where we are today. And it's like a praise song. And
All right. Thank you so much, Antoine, for tuning in. We appreciate you taking this time out to chill with us on this great day, this blessed day.
Oh, thank you so much. And one more thing, I think people should, because I get asked this question too sometimes. You know, you're 21 years old. Why do you do ministry? You know, why? Because you could be out there. And I think you asked this question earlier, but I didn't mention this. And I just wanted to, you know, just tell people out there, especially young people, that God doesn't use you in spite of your age. He wants to use you because of your age. And I think now more than ever, this is the time to go out and reach people and to minister and give God your best. And I think my music, you know, does that. My music offers a fresh perspective you know, and sometimes an energetic approach, and you'll kind of like find out what this, you know, urban upbeat song, but it combines, you know, different musical styles, and yeah, you know, it really reaches out to those who may be lost, as well as those who, you know, probably just never experienced God before. So
right.
Yeah.
I did have one question. Your website, AntaunStanley.com.
Right.
And that's AntaunStanley.com. That does have your music out there, right? For everybody that's listening, if you don't get a chance to hear,
thank you.
The reason now, you can go to that website, which is beautiful,
yeah,
by the way.
Thank you. And yeah, you can visit either AntaunStanley.com or MySpace.com/AntaunStanley, and on both websites you can, you know, listen to snippets of the music. And on MySpace, I kind of keep every now and then I'll you know, write a blog, or people will, you know, will leave me words of encouragement, and all that type of stuff. You can also go and purchase the album from off the website.
Amazon, I see.
Yeah, it'll lead you to Amazon.com.
Right.
And you can go and read reviews and all that stuff, whatever you need to, you know, get whatever kind of information you need to get so you can buy that album, because I know you want it, and I guarantee it will bless you.
Amen. It's been a pleasure having you on the show with us today, Antoine. I have to tell you from my heart, I know I've been gushing. I'm sorry.
It's
really, really been inspiring, and I'm sure you've been a source of inspiration to lots of young people and adults. I'm telling you, it's your tribute to parenting and to being a good child. I'm telling you. So, you know, be proud of that. Alana?
We thank you again, Antoine, and thank the listening audience. Make sure you tune into Anointed Sounds 24/7, www.anointedsounds.com. Thank you so much for tuning in, Lisa, Mitzi, Antoine. Much love.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
God bless. And we're going to go into the song Teach Me. Make sure you purchase this album. Support Christian artists so we can stay promoting God's word. It's very important. Thank you so much, and God bless.
I ignored you.
You know he's the reason.
Smiling. Sometimes I feel like crying. Sometimes I feel like running. When there ain't nothing chasing me. Sometimes I feel real warm. Sometimes the feeling's gone. Sometimes my heart's real heavy. In my relationship with you, yeah. Sometimes I feel like screaming. I really don't know the meaning. Sometimes I feel the pressure. It's time to make it better. Sometimes I feel unworthy. But all the love you gave.
You are the best one can have.
Oh, yeah.
You. Don't you do it now.